WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. An agreement is reached to stand down on the vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh for 1 week. Republican leaders and the White House.
The agreement between the Republican leadership and the White House puts the nomination of the Supreme Court nominee before the full Senate, but the members won't vote on it for 1 week. This allows the FBI to investigate sexual assault allegations made against Judge Kavanaugh. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee demanded the investigation, and Republicans initially pushed back. That's until Republican Jeff Flake forced the issue by saying he would not support the nomination without the investigation.
But we won't have a cloture vote until the report has been filed.
Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Devastation in the city of Palu in Indonesia after a magnitude 7.5 earthquake triggered a tsunami. 384 people have died, according to Indonesian television. Hundreds more were injured. Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross.
Major large earthquake that was only 10 kilometers deep and only 27 kilometers off of the coast. And so that, when you couple that with a massive tsunami, is just a recipe for disaster.
And with the airport closed and infrastructure damaged, relief agencies say it's difficult for them and first responders to get in to help. If you're traveling between Arlington and the district this weekend, you won't be able to take the Arlington Memorial Bridge. Jonathan Schaefer with the National Park Service.
The National Park Service will be closing Arlington Memorial Bridge to drivers, pedestrians, and bicyclists. The reason for the closure is so that we can do work to put a barge underneath the middle span of the bridge that's going to be used for its full rehabilitation that's going to get underway in a few weeks.
The closest alternative routes are the 14th Street and Roosevelt Bridges. Part of the bridge will reopen to traffic Monday. There will be two lanes open in each direction starting at 5 a.m. that day. With the midterms now a little over a month away, the push is on to get as many people registered to vote as possible.
Voter registration drives will begin next week in Montgomery County, and they'll be taking place at area libraries. Gilberto Zelaya is with the County Board of Elections.
The focus, obviously, the voter registration deadline is Tuesday, October 16th, so we want to avoid our voters procrastinating and waiting until the last minute, so we want to facilitate the ability to register.
The first one will take place at the public library on Aspen Hill Road in Rockville on Monday night from 5 until 8. In addition to registering, volunteers will also make sure that voters' information is up to date prior to the midterms. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Special prayers will be said for pets today at the blessing of the animals at the Franciscan Monastery in the Holy Land in America. The monastery's spiritual director, Charlie Smeech, says you don't need to be Catholic to bring your pet.
People from all different religions, they come here, and people who are perhaps even not so religious, they come to have their animals blessed.
The event starts at 10 this morning at the monastery in Northeast D.C. In sports, the Nats fell to the Rockies 5-2, the Astros beat the O's 2-1, and in preseason hockey, the Caps were beaten by Carolina 5-4 in overtime. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Seen a squall line zip across the Washington-Baltimore area.
Clusters of showers and thunderstorms off to our west.
Flash flood watch is in effect through late tomorrow night.
Be weather aware with Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Some of these storms pack a punch with wind, hail, heavy rain.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigler.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at bollandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
Great things happen when people use the cloud to work together. At McAfee, we build advanced cybersecurity from device to cloud so organizations are empowered to invent life-saving cures, smarter investment models, and cleaner energy. Without protected technology, these innovations might never happen. We support fearless innovators who are making our world a better place. McAfee, the device to cloud cybersecurity company.
It's 705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Looks like the northbound side of 395 is starting to look a little bit better here. The delays are starting to get shorter, though you still have two right lanes blocked there near Duke Street. The delays are as far back as Edsel Road. Southbound side, the delays start near Seminary Road and take you down towards Duke Street as well. Looks like three left lanes are blocked there for a construction zone. Elsewhere, if you're headed on the eastbound side of Route 50, headed out towards 301 just before you get over towards Collington Road, got reports of a disabled vehicle in the roadway. Watch out for that. Follow any police direction in the area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Right now, 64 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m., for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630
Saturday morning update on WMAL. We are joined by John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
John, expectations on Friday were that Brett Kavanaugh's nomination would be voted out of committee, and the final vote might take place as early as Tuesday. What happened on Friday morning that played out as yet another day of riveting drama on Capitol Hill?
I was on Capitol Hill and learned then that Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, thought to be one of those who was on the fence regarding the nomination, said he would vote for Judge Kavanaugh. That meant there would be an 11-10 vote, albeit among party lines, but a positive one, to send the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the full United States Senate. And with Flake's vote in the affirmative column, 49 senators, all Republicans, voting to make Judge Kavanaugh the successor to his mentor, the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. At that point, once the news came out and senators returned from lunch, a group of Democratic senators got Jeff Flake alone in one room. Talking to him the most was Delaware Senator Chris Coons, a close friend with whom he shares religious fellowship. In the end, Flake did just what he said he would do. He voted to send the nomination to the Senate. But within a short time, he and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, one of the two Republicans who is still neutral, said they supported unlimited FBI investigation by the end of the week. Flake was on that bandwagon early on, and soon a meeting was held in the office of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. With all of the Republican senators apparently on board on this popular move, the president weighed in and said he would have no problem with an FBI investigation. He promptly ordered one. That's what happened Friday, and needless to say, if someone asked me on Thursday and said this would happen, I would have said they were plumb out of their mind.
The process, as we go forward, what happens once the FBI conducts and completes the investigation? What is the process as to how is that processed by the Senate?
All right. Based on the precedent, of 1991, this will not take long, and judgments will be quick. In 1991, September 20th, the FBI was ordered by then-President George H.W. Bush to go back into the field and explore the charges against Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas by his former employee, Anita Hill, that he had behaved in an improper way toward her in the workplace. They came back with a report which included associates of the nominee, men and women, and people who knew both Dr. Hill and the then Judge Thomas. This took a grand total of 3 days. The White House decided that there were groundless charges, that there was no evidence of what Dr. Hill said. It did not withdraw the nomination, and it shared the FBI reports with senators who wanted to read it. I might add that the then Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Joe Biden denounced the report because it was conducted too quickly. Today, the FBI has 7 days, the end of the week, to search out the charges by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford that nominee Brett Kavanaugh had sexually assaulted her when he was 17 and she was 15. If the report is completed, it will go to the president, who will then decide whether he wants to withdraw the nomination or go ahead with it, and information will be shared with senators. Most importantly, those senators who still remain neutral, Republicans Collins of Maine and Murkowski of Alaska, and Democrats Manchin of West Virginia and Heidkamp of North Dakota, will get a chance to see the rest of the story regarding not only Dr. Ford's charges, but the charges of Yale classmate Deborah Ramirez and a woman named Swetnick. And this should put to rest many of the charges, in fact, all of the charges against Judge Kavanaugh regarding drinking and sexual misbehavior. And then there will be a vote. It will just be a week later than anyone expected.
Here's President Trump's reaction to reporters to the news from Capitol Hill that there was a request for yet a seventh FBI investigation.
So what did you think of Dr. Ford's testimony when you heard that?
I thought her testimony was very compelling, and she looks like a very fine woman to me. Very fine woman. And I thought that Brett's testimony, likewise, was really something that I haven't seen before. It was incredible. It was an incredible moment, I think, in the history of our country. I just wanted to work out well for the country. If that happens, I'm happy.
Have you thought at all about a replacement for Judge Kavanaugh?
Not even a little bit.
President Trump was surprisingly presidential when he did not react negatively, and in fact, he said he wanted what was best for the country. I think that may be the most presidential that I have seen him in a charged partisan situation.
Oh, I think that's an accurate description. The president earlier began disparaging some of the late-blooming critics of Judge Kavanaugh who were making charges against the Supreme Court nominee. He retreated from all of that, and he even said that Dr. Ford was a credible witness. But I think we would say this is Donald Trump under control.
I think a lot of us were surprised to see that a high school yearbook could be as important as it was in the nomination process of a Supreme Court justice. Put that in perspective for us in terms of past hearings that you've seen and going back as far as high school behavior.
I have heard of people being talked to who knew nominees in high school. Pete Secchia, our ambassador to Italy under George H.W. Bush, told me he was just flabbergasted to find out that people went back to his boyhood home of Tenafly, New Jersey, and spoke to his high school girlfriends. Obviously, they said nothing bad about him or damaging because he was confirmed with little trouble in the Senate. If people do indeed go back to high school, it has never registered as something serious that would disqualify a nominee either for the federal bench or the diplomatic corps or a major appointment.
The Democrats attempting to back Judge Kavanaugh into the corner and having him ask for an FBI investigation, and every time a different Democrat asked that question, they were insulting our intelligence. Somebody who was on the brink of a Senate confirmation to be a Supreme Court justice, knowing that the Republican has a thin majority, nobody in their right mind is going to say, yeah, why don't we stretch it out another week so you guys can spend a week digging around trying to find a problem with me. Please.
There's another factor, too. It's not up to Judge Kavanaugh to determine whether he himself is investigated. The obvious answer is that's up to the president. And in the end, guess what? It was up to the president, who ordered the investigation under pressure from members of his own party in the Senate. But to say that Judge Kavanaugh would want another investigation after undergoing six previous probes into his entire life is ludicrous.
Sure is. Well, we were talking about Tesla stock a few minutes ago. If you have stock in Lindsey Graham, that stock rose on Thursday and Friday. We'll talk about it next. First, a check of the traffic and weather. Tony Rodriguez is in the traffic center.
Good morning. Looks like the HOV lanes on I-95 southbound are going to be temporarily shut down until approximately 10 a.m. later this morning. This is going to be for a utility project. This is going to be a long-standing construction zone, so do be aware of that. Elsewhere, of course, you got the construction zone on 395 in both directions approaching Duke Street. Got delays back towards the Beltway on the northbound side. 66, thankfully, up to speed this morning from 28 all the way out towards the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks partly cloudy for today with a high of 76, sunshine tomorrow, high 74. The Weather Channel forecast says 0% chance of precipitation throughout the weekend. Wow. Monday, partly cloudy, high of 80. Some thunderstorms in the picture for Tuesday with a high of 80. Outside in Washington, 62. We're headed to 76, and it's 7:18 now on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Our conversation continues with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Much was made about a letter that had been sent by Dr. Ford to Dianne Feinstein, in which she laid out the allegations and asked that her name remain confidential. Lindsey Graham launched into the entire process of the letter not being brought to anyone's attention until the very last minute, the leaking of the letter. And what struck me about that, people who are watching this around the country who rarely pay any attention to politics were exposed to what you and I and WMAL listeners know goes on day in and day out. But the average person around the country probably has no idea of the ugliness and the ins and outs. And that one moment where Lindsey Graham opened up, that had to be a real eye-opener for people around the country.
It certainly was, because here's someone known for his sense of humor, for being the sidekick to the late Senator John McCain, for always arguing with the right wing of his party, for going too far, and being in turn denigrated as a rhino, Republican in name only. And yet he emerged as a hero of the conservative wing of the party and of supporters of Judge Kavanaugh. He simply said that the Democrats had this charge against him and that they only brought it out on the eve of the vote. And he said they're trying to make this good man into Bill Cosby, coincidentally convicted of rape the day before. He went on about the case, the Senate, and he reminded them that he, Republican Graham, had voted for Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan Barack Obama's two nominees to the Supreme Court. If you see them, tell them Lindsay said hello. I voted for them not because I agreed with them, but because I thought they had the qualifications. And at that point, he said to the Democrats, you really want power so bad, don't you? And I hope you never get it. Now, at that moment, as my friend Barbara Ambrose, an avid watcher of these hearings, put it, Cory Booker may have had his Spartacus moment a few weeks ago, but today Lindsey Graham was Atticus Finch, the lawyer in To Kill a Mockingbird, making his famous and angry summation to a hostile jury.
At day's end on Thursday, I think anybody that watched the testimony of both Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford said they were both credible, they were both believable, how can they both be right? You have an interesting article that you've written at Newsmax.com, headline, Title IX Lawyer Calls Ford Claim a Case of Mistaken Identity. And go on a little detail about what the attorney told you.
Yes, a week before the hearings, I had a lengthy interview with Margaret Valois of Lynchburg, Virginia. Margaret is a Title IX lawyer. She deals in cases of discrimination against the sexes and misbehavior by one sex toward another, and she specializes in college students. She said there was a lot of the element of her cases in Dr. Ford's charges, and she has always believed it was a case of mistaken identity. That so traumatized Dr. Ford, Margaret Valois said, that she did not recognize the person who did this to her, and she's fingering Brett Kavanaugh for something someone else did 35 years ago. Now, of course, that question was posed right off the bat to Dr. Ford on Thursday, and she said she was absolutely certain it was, as she calls him, Brett, 100%, and that there could be no mistaken identity. I asked Margaret Valois about this, and she said she still believes it's mistaken identity, and there's a lot of things that were keeping her from properly identifying her assailant. But when she pointed out how certain Dr. Ford was it was Brett Kavanaugh, she said, that's the only thing she has certainty of. She has no certainty of how she got to the party, where it was, who else was there, or how she left. But she's certain Brett Kavanaugh attacked her. Go figure.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, and you can follow him throughout the weekend and throughout the week at Newsmax.com and Twitter. John, thank you.
Thank you, and I think next week, well, I may put in for combat pay after covering this.
I think we all are. It is 7:24. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. So what is involved in an FBI supplemental investigation? What do the agents do? What do they ask? What do they do with the information? How is it processed? We're going to ask Tony all the pertinent questions coming up. Also, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson and a very interesting opinion piece that she wrote at thehill.com about memory and how it works and how it doesn't work.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
I was just logging in and checking on our account, and I thought we were going to do better this year.
I know. I've been trying to watch what I spend. No more stopping for coffee for me.
I don't think giving up coffee is going to do it. We need more income for our day-to-day, not to mention setting aside something for the kids' college and our retirement.
Man, I wish there was an answer.
For most of us, no one ever taught us how to invest, yet it's a skill that we all need. If you're looking to generate extra income, Online Trading Academy, the leader in financial education, can help. attend one of Online Trading Academy's free introductory classes, and they'll show you how to create monthly, weekly, or even daily income using their patented supply and demand strategy. Plus, this month, they'll send you home with their free investor kit, loaded with guides to smarter investing and lessons from the pros just for attending. Register now by calling 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-8723, or otaclass.com, 877-304-TRADE, or otaclass.com.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What would you do with an extra $50,000? Well, that's a question JT and Mary Kate were able to ask themselves recently after the Carrie Schull team sold their home. This is Mary Walter, and JT and Mary Kate decided to sell their Arlington townhome and called the Carrie Schull team. Because of Carrie's unique marketing and home selling system, they had over 100 showings the first week on the market, resulting in a bidding war. They ended up getting $53,000 more for their townhome than their neighbors got with an identical home that same month. Carrie spends thousands of dollars on marketing each month to attract more buyers and to sell your home for the most money. Carrie Schull is so confident in her system for selling homes, she guarantees it. In fact, Carrie can even give you an instant cash offer on your home within 24 hours. So don't waste any more time. Call the agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call Carrie Schull at 703-952-SOLD or go online to carrieschull.com. That's K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
You need to make your money last in retirement. Abe and Shelley of Abish Financial Services can tell you how to do that on The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
And visit retirementkeyradio.com.
The Saturday morning update continues. And something to note while you watch the proceedings in the week ahead and as you analyze the proceedings of the past week, there's a presidential race coming up in 2020. Now, if you look at CNN Politics and you look at their list of definitive 2020 Democratic candidates, you might see some familiar names that you've heard this week. Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris. I could say Cory Booker two or three times, as eager as he is to get in on it. So those are some of the Democrats. Michael Avenatti, you know, the attorney, he announced in August that he was exploring a race for president. He told the Des Moines Register that in August. And then there's our pal Joe Biden. CNN ranks him as the number one candidate for the Democrats for 2020. And with all the talk of FBI investigations and FBI reports, we flash back to the Clarence Thomas hearings and the great Joe Biden and the importance of FBI investigations and reports.
The next person that refers to an FBI report as being worth anything obviously doesn't understand anything. FBI explicitly does not, in this or any other case, reach a conclusion. Period. Period. So, Judge, there's no reason why you should know this. The reason why we cannot rely on the FBI report, you wouldn't like it if we did, because it is inconclusive. They say he said, she said, and they said. Period. So when people wave an FBI report before you, understand, they do not reach conclusions. They do not make recommendations.
How do you really feel, Joe? Are you sure? Are you sure in what you're saying? An interesting contrast going back to the Clarence Thomas hearings. It is 7:29. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. We are going to talk about those FBI reports and what they will do in this supplemental investigation. We'll do it next with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and also Cheryl Atkinson coming up on the Saturday morning update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. 384 people are dead and hundreds injured after an earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia.
Still the need for search and rescue. There's medical need. Don't have food. Water systems have been affected.
Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross. He originally opposed it, but now President Donald Trump reverses course and orders an FBI investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
In a brief two-sentence statement, the president called for a supplemental investigation into the charges of sexual assault that have been leveled against Kavanaugh, adding it could last no longer than a week and would be limited in scope. The move eliminates the possibility of Kavanaugh joining the High Court during the first week of its new term.
Correspondent Jerry Bodlander. The Arlington Memorial Bridge is completely closed this weekend. The National Park Service is putting a barge underneath the bridge in preparation for a full rehabilitation project that will start in a few weeks.
If we hadn't done this maintenance work on the bridge, it would have been required to close per inspections by the Federal Highway Administration. So we're glad that we're doing this work and that people are going to be able to continue using the bridge into the foreseeable future.
The Park Service's Jonathan Schaefer. The 14th Street and Roosevelt Bridges are your best bets this weekend. In sports, the Nats fell to the Rockies 5-2. The Astros beat the O's 2-1. And in preseason hockey, the Caps were beaten by Carolina 5-4 in overtime. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend thermography applications, mammogram alternative, and beyond on Wednesday, October 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Shingles, why is fall the best season of all?
Beats the shingles out of me.
Come on, get your heads out of your asphalt.
I know, it's not hot and wet like summer or cold and wet like winter.
Now you're getting your shingles together. Fall is the best time to get a new roof, and you know what that means.
We make like a tree and leave.
Did she say leave?
Better call Long Roofing now and get a new roof from $99 a month.
We build trust and peace of mind into every Long Roofing roof.
Go to longroofing.com.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, you need to visit my friends at Coles Parkway Ford in Woodbridge, Virginia. Coles Ford is committed to providing you with a positive experience the minute you walk in the door. Whether it's for new or used sales, service, or parts, feel confident knowing Coles Ford has been selected President's Award winner the past 4 years. That's Ford Motor Company's most prestigious award for sales and customer service. Coles Parkway Ford has one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area, and they're going to meet or beat any advertised price. Visit their massive showroom, and exclusively for WMAL listeners, get an extra $250 savings certificate just when you mention WMAL. Proudly serving the entire Washington, D.C. area with a customer-first attitude, Coles Ford, located at 13779 Noblewood Plaza in Woodbridge, or online at COWLESFord.com. That's Coles with a W. If you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much.
There are some things you can count on. Like that one friend who's happy to see you every time you come home. Or that one song, the one that gives you goosebumps, guaranteed. Or earning a great rate on your savings.
Simply open a 13-month CD from Citibank with a $25,000 minimum deposit, and you'll lock in a 2.35% annual percentage yield. That's a guaranteed return you can count on. Visit a Citibank branch to apply today. City, welcome what's next. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 7:34 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting reports that the construction zone on the northbound side of 395 is in the clearing stages. Looking like the delays are starting to dissipate fairly quickly as well. Now on the southbound side, looks like there is still at least one far right lane being blocked, so do proceed with caution on that end. Delays still back towards Seminary Road. Eastbound side of 66, quiet from Manassas to the Beltway. Westbound side, looking like we're dealing with a disabled vehicle currently blocking the far left shoulder there as you make your way past 234 Sudley Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Right now, 64 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington Small, WMAL.
You're thinking about retirement, Social Security, pension, investments. Will you have enough income to enjoy yourself? And will your income last for the rest of your life? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. Now you can find out if your savings and investments can generate the retirement income you need, the income you expect for your entire retirement. And you can find out for free with our free retirement review. Yes, you can get a free retirement review from one of the experienced financial planners at Edelman Financial. You'll get written projections showing if your savings and investments can produce the retirement income you'll need for as long as you need it. See where you stand at no risk or cost. Visit EdelmanFinancial.com/review. That's EdelmanFinancial.com/review. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:36 Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always fun to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right. We've been looking at the different aspects of the investigation, of course, that continues, and the supplemental investigation now in the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation process. And it is an investigation. And what is the directive that is given to the agents? Walk us through kind of what they will do. Are they tasked in a limited manner to determine if an assault took place? Are they doing more of a background? What exactly happens?
Well, this is essentially a background enhancement. Essentially what he's going through is what we call on the defense side a special background investigation. And basically measures and judges one's suitability for positions of authority and trust. And look, as the president said, this is the seventh time, for goodness sake, they're doing this. This is not criminal. It's completely administrative. While, you know, if you come across criminal information that can be made and turned into a criminal referral to either the FBI or other criminal investigation agency, that's not likely here, because what they're going to be doing, just to help your audience understand, is they're going to be recovering the same ground they covered the last time they did this. With the only new thing is probably talking to Ms. Ford and going back and talking to these new individuals who, by the way, have already stated for the record, I think most of them made sworn statements to their lawyer, that they have no knowledge or recollection of anything to do with anything relating to any party back in the time frame that's been alleged. So I see this as a completely kind of, they got to go out, they got to ask the interrogatories again, but it's completely administrative, and I don't see anything changing when they go out and do it.
Is there a standard set of questions that are asked? In other words, do they have a form with a set list of questions that, you know, standard across the board, or are they individualized based on an assessment of what the person they're going to interview may have knowledge of?
No, the basic questions are established as a framework behind it's public. There are I don't know off the top of my head, but there's like eight different or nine different elements that are required to be assessed for someone's suitability for access to classified information. Within that, Rick, there are things they don't tell you relating to, for example, financial debt. Everybody has debt, but they have an internal threshold where if it's below this point, don't worry about it. So there's little things like that that they have, these investigators have, that they use to base their questions on. What they do need to have in this case is a baseline. So they've already completed the basic investigation for him on these other suitability questions. They've all came out positive from what I understand. They now have to kind of reset, take the new information, and frame that both against the elements that they have to judge, those elements that are required to be affirmatively, adjudicated to have a clearance or have a position of authority against the new allegations. And this is where the two issues will meet. They've got to find a bridge to either confirm or deny the allegation. And this will be the baseline which they start from to go out and talk. I suspect they started talking to folks yesterday, late in the afternoon or evening. But that's what they're going to have to do. And there's no set question per se, but they have certain elements that they have to address. And that's what the investigators will be told to go out and do.
And, you know, there could be someone listening this morning that went to Holton Arms or Georgetown Prep, an alumnus that may, you know, get a call and a visit. Is there any reason that they should contact an attorney in advance of this?
Well, not really. I mean, at this point, I would say that if there's incriminating information that they have, then, you know, I would be very cautious about what I share because, I mean, obviously this, you know, they could be held liable if they provide information which is self-incriminating. But again, Rick, I just don't see that happening here. I think anybody who had any observational information from that time period, that far away, and let's remember two facts. First, there was no assault. There was no sexual assault, even if you accept at face value what Ms. Ford said. It was essentially an attempt to get her, you know, to do something. It was an attempt. It wasn't an assault. It was an attempted assault. She was not assaulted by her own terms. She was able to get up and leave. Now, I've investigated this sort of thing, and I've actually put people out of the Army over attempted sexual assaults. It was the same category as this. The guy didn't get convicted of assault. He got convicted of trying to do it. And so this is where there's no real, and I understand it would be a misdemeanor best regarding the attempt in this case. Secondly, the time frame. We're talking about something so long ago, and if you were drinking as an underage kid, I don't think they're going to come after you on that. But, you know, people may indeed because, you know, we are, you know, within the sound of our voice, I'm sure people are going to hear what we're saying, who were there probably in those neighborhoods in those days. But I don't think anybody would need an attorney based on anything they would know at this point in time.
If they go back around to Dr. Ford and or Brett Kavanaugh, will they be asking questions possibly of Dr. Ford that the Republican prosecutor wouldn't touch on Thursday because of the optics?
A real and thorough investigator is going to ask her a number of very uncomfortable questions, which, yes, that need to be asked. Some of those have to do directly with her credibility. And look, I don't know how your audience is going to take this, but I think there's some real gaping holes. I'm not saying that she's lying about what she said happened. Rick, am one of those who believe she has medical issues that need to be treated, and something may well have happened. I just believe that there's so much in the way of unknowns here that you cannot accept at face value her identification of Kavanaugh. I mean, she says she can't remember, for goodness sake, if people were having conversations after the event, but she remembers it was him. So there's some real, and so an investigator, a good investigator, is going to go in and ask all of those questions which were left on the table at the hearing. And I'm not trying to be rude or inappropriate here, but you've got to ask her exactly what she remembers and why she remembers it to include the inconsistencies. Otherwise, it will not be a complete investigation.
Okay. If somebody pinpoints like a residence or there's something that comes up as more of a tangible, does it expand into like a forensics or I don't want to say crime scene, but that type of an investigation? I mean, does somebody go to a house and see if there's a bedroom at the top of the steps that has a bathroom?
I don't think so. No, it's all about credibility at this point. I don't think anybody would. Montgomery County would have to be the law enforcement agency of record willing to take this on I just don't think they will, especially, like I said, Rick, this was not technically a felony. I mean, this was, at best, kids rolling around and doing something, and no investigative unit at this point in time, 35 years later, is going to investigate that. This, at this point, is trying to verify who is the most credible between Ms. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh. That's it. That's all it comes down to. And so any new information will be essentially measured against the existing information already on him, and like I said, against Ms. Ford. Ms. Ford has some real issues relating to her polygraph, who's paying for her lawyers, all these other things which were, you know, not addressed at all relating to how she got here. And again, a good investigator is going to ask questions about all of them.
All right, we're running a little thin on time. I do want to talk about Rod Rosenstein. A lot of controversy about Rod Rosenstein. Will he stay? Will he go? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, the one key point that people I'm talking to seem to uniformly say is that, you know, Rob Rosenstein, there was the excuse given out, not by him, but others around him, that, well, he was only kidding when he talked about, you know, recording the president, you know, as a joke. And I'm being told that his sense of humor was removed at birth, that he has no sense of humor.
His sense of humor was removed at birth. Okay.
So, you know, I mean, he doesn't have one. So I think, and I'm being a little bit over the top here, but my point being is that there's...
He's a serious guy.
And there are members now of the oversight committees, you know, especially the Freedom, Liberty and Freedom Caucus, who are now calling for him to come over and testify. And again, Rick, one of those dangling participles out there is the oversight committees have requested time and time again the McCabe letters and documents of this period. It would help shed a lot of light on what was going on with Rosenstein and the company and the whole FBI and DOJ at the time of Comey's firing. A big black hole there that obviously little pieces are coming out, and those pieces are not favorable to Rosenstein or the Department of Justice.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, appreciate the perspectives. Looking forward to talking to you next weekend.
Great. Hey, thanks, Rick.
Tony, thank you much. It's 7:47 Saturday morning update, and we head over to the WMAL Traffic Center. Tony Rodriguez there this morning.
Getting reports that the northbound construction on 395 is in the clearing stages. The delays do still linger absolutely as far back as Edsel Road, but hopefully those start to dissipate as that construction zone wraps up. Southbound side, definitely still got that construction zone blocking multiple lanes near Duke Street. Delays back towards Seminary Road. Inner loop of the Beltway is quiet from Springfield all the way up towards the American Legion Bridge. And if you are headed on the outer loop of the Beltway, it looks like the vehicle fire was quickly cleared away. Light volume delays remain between Georgia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great for the weekend. Looks partly cloudy today. High 76. Sunshine tomorrow. High 74. Zero chance of precip, according to the Weather Channel. Monday, partly cloudy. High 80. PM thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high of 80 as well. 63 in D.C. headed to 76. 7:48. Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update continuing. I'm Rick Fowler, and Cheryl Atkison joins us. She's the host of Full Measure. You can catch it every Sunday morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Cheryl, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So many things to consider in the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings and, of course, the hearing on Thursday on Capitol Hill. You've written an opinion piece at thehill.com, and the headline on it, Kavanaugh, Ford, and the Elusive Nature of Truth. And you're going to be talking about this on Full Measure, too, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know what you thought about all the hearings and the search for truth. I mean, where did you kind of come down on that after seeing the hearings?
Several things. The standard seems to be changing now that you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent in cases like this. As to the testimony, Professor Ford and Judge Kavanaugh both had very convincing stories. They were both very credible in their testimony about the alleged incident. What did stand out to me was that we had been told all week that there needed to be a delay because Professor Ford was not able to fly and that she had to drive to Washington. But it turned out in the questioning that she has flown all over the world and flies quite frequently. Secondly, the Senate committee had offered to send committee investigators out to visit with Professor Ford, and she didn't know that. Why wasn't she informed of that? That's a huge point which helps connect dots in the narrative that this was an orchestrated attempt to delay the hearing process. And instead of having a private conversation with investigators to force a national spectacle in which Judge Kavanaugh's nomination would be derailed. And not much has been said about that.
Well, from my view, same as you, without knowing what really happened because we weren't there, I was very disappointed, in fact, stunned in some respects at the questions I had that she wasn't asked that certainly could have been politely and sensitively asked, that deserved to be asked if she's making such a serious allegation to help us get to the bottom of things, many questions. But that having been said, what I was trying to say in this story, after doing a little research on memory, and this applies to both parties, Kavanaugh and Ford, the notion that we can rely on our judgment of their memories over something that happened 36 years ago, just based on the science of memory and the flawed nature of human judgment, really is rather silly. And what I'm trying to say is we got some information from them, and we certainly can make our own judgments, but history is littered with our poor judgment when it comes to who's guilty and innocent on things. And history is littered with examples of people convincingly lying about things and fooling everybody. And so either one of them could be doing that, or neither one of them could be doing that. But I think we're kind of fooling ourselves to believe that we somehow got, you know, an insight into the ultimate truth by listening to either of them.
I think many of us may have gone back to do the exercise of things we remember in our lives, and especially remember from high school, and the varying degrees to which we remember details, and what happens when we try and fill in the gaps. Is it accurate or is it not?
Well, that's true. And, you know, I did some reading on the science of memory, and it seems to me the prevailing wisdom is that memory is not a recorder, that even if locked in part by trauma, it's not something that you can recall, according to the experts, as if it were a video clip. It's changeable. It's recalled every time you think about it. It could be recalled in a different way. And there's a lot of evidence, including researchers that have been able to easily plant false memories in people by describing events that didn't happen and convincing them, just with a description later, that they actually were at an event that was completely fabricated. So it's very complicated. And again, this applies to both parties as they try to recall something from 35 years ago. And I also, yes, the he said, she said nature of this with the Me Too movement that has set this precedent that I don't know what this means for our future, for situations like this. I don't have a better answer as to what could have or should have been done, but I do know this means now, why won't there be for any Supreme Court nominee or other political positions, why won't there be someone who comes up after the process is over at the 11th hour with allegations, true or not? Why wouldn't you, if you were trying to scuttle somebody, hold something back or save it for political reasons? Because whether that's what happened here or not, we've certainly seen that that's exactly what can be the case. And I think we're in a whole new world now.
Story you have tomorrow on Full Measure I found very interesting. Russian collusion may not be our biggest problem. The problem may be the lack of cooperation that could face our country. And you talked to a congressman. Tell us about this.
Well, I think you said it right. I mean, the Russia-Trump collusion story seems to have fizzled out a lot. We don't know what Special Counsel Mueller comes up with in the end, but just the more we find out, it looks like there's a bigger story to me, with perhaps abuse by some bad actors inside our intel agencies, using our intel tools politically, perhaps even violating laws. So we're talking with Congressman Mark Meadows, who's head of the Freedom Caucus in the House, about the efforts he's been trying to shake down in the House, which is to get documents from the Department of Justice to reveal whether this is the case. And I'm calling it an epic document battle because, as you know, Congress has oversight ability over the agencies, federal agencies, but in my view, they don't like that. And they're not playing nice, and they're withholding documents, they say, for good reason. But Congress, the ones who are trying to get it, say not so much. We're going to talk with him about all of that.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure, will be watching tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, ABC7, and also throughout the day on News Channel 8. Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rick. Have a good one.
And you can also check out Cheryl's opinion piece at The Hill. It is 7:54 on the Saturday morning update.
Into the end zone! For a Redskins touchdown!
After a huge win against the Packers, the Skins rest up on the bye week.
Adrian Peterson into the end zone!
Hear every Redskins game all season long on WMAL.
Wouldn't it be awesome to call a real estate agent and have her write you a check on the spot for the guaranteed price of your home? Well, for homeowners Eric and Jessica, this is exactly what happened when they called Carrie Shaw. This is Mary Walter, and when Eric and Jessica were ready to custom build their dream home, they needed to know what price they would get for their current home. They met with the Carrie Shaw team, and through Carrie's home sale guarantee, they received a check for $1,150,000 just like that. Carrie Shell is so confident in her system for selling homes, she guarantees it. If she can't sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, she'll buy it. The Carrie Shell team has bought over $10 million worth of clients' homes, backing up their guarantees. So take the worry out of selling your home and call the only agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call the Carrie Shell team at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD, or go online to carrieshull.com. That's K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress, traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Your heart says style, but your family says SUV. At Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, you can find both in one. Talk to our expert staff and browse our vast selection of SUVs, the nimble GLA, powerful GLC, adventurous GLE, and elegant GLS. Family owned and operated for 80 years, we make car buying convenient and relaxing. That's because we're focused on one thing, Mercedes, just Mercedes. And when you love something, it shows. Visit justmercedes.com.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
How much money will you need to retire? Are you paying more in taxes than you should? Is your will up to date? Hi, this is Greg Smith with the Wise Investor Group. We can help you answer these and other questions about your financial future and help you build a plan based on what's important to you. Let's talk. You'll like what you hear.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men like my son, Michael, overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 50555 to donate $10 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 50555. Help coaches cure MD.
Brought to you by the American Football Coaches Association.
It is the Saturday morning update. We are at 7:58, and since it is an update, we thought we'd update you with the very latest on the Twitter feeds. This is the latest from Senator Grassley late yesterday afternoon. The key here is the last line, and this is what's important. He says, Judiciary Committee requested admin instruct FBI to conduct a supplemental background investigation limited to current credible allegations and lasting up to 1 week. The latest from President Trump was last night. Just started tonight, our seventh FBI investigation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. He will someday be recognized as a truly great justice of the United States Supreme Court. That from Donald Trump. And when we go to the attorney's website, Deborah Katz, the attorney for Christine Ford, to get her latest information, this account's tweets are protected. So there is no information on attorney Deborah Katz's website. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Garden Sense next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.